Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Duger with Science on the Radio. Armadillos are the size of cats, have a bony armor, a long sticky tongue to eat insects, powerful claws to dig into ant nests, poor eyesight, but good hearing and smell. And one of the 20 species, the three-banded armadillo, can roll up into a ball to protect itself from predators. Armadillos are often food for people in Central and South America and Mexico. Armadillos don't produce much body heat, and their low body temperature enable the bacteria that cause leprosy to thrive in their body. Leprosy involves nerves and skin damage. The fact that a single armadillo egg produces four genetically identical offspring provides good controls for experiments. Armadillos can also harbor the parasitic protozoan that causes Chagas disease. That results in cardiac and intestinal complications. Some listeners may think it's cruel to use armadillos or any animals for research purposes, regardless of benefits to humans. You may want to discuss such ethical issues at the dinner table. But just think, plants are also alive. Is it okay to experiment on them? Or to chew on green peas that may be screaming in a language we don't understand? Just a thought. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.